Sorry. Blah, blah, blah. So we're talking MySpace drama this morning. Jerry Ann had a good... That's like a classic MySpace drama story. And it always comes from the blogs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Those blogs, they'll get you.
Yeah. Say one little wrong thing in there, and you're like, yep.
And you have everybody and your dog going, oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah. Probably the one I regret the most. I mean, it wasn't really that much drama to it. Mm-hmm. As far as blogs go, I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. There are some people, like, they're constantly updating their profile, like, all the time. Like, new pictures, post comments, please. You know, every day you see that from the same people. And so I went on there. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I read that one.
So I kind of felt bad. It's like, oh, what if they went and read that, you know? I don't want anybody to...
Do they still keep doing it?
Be saddened. Yeah.
We'll see. It didn't have that much effect.
Okay. So maybe depressed them momentarily, but not enough to...
Yeah.
Okay. So in your story about... it's a friend of a friend's, basically?
Yeah.
Who has some clown talking and...
Yeah, he's kind of an idiot.
She was basically pursuing him, right?
Uh-huh.
She was on the chase.
He was pursuing her for a while, but then realized, oh, he's not attracted to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does take a while to realize that part.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that... You're physically hideous until...
Oh, you took the bag off. Oh, my gosh.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Let's share some MySpace drama today. There's some good stuff out there. Some real good stuff. Go ahead.
I wrote a blog when my husband cheated on me, and my sister-in-law forwarded it to my father-in-law.
So that was how they found out?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd that go?
Freaking awful.
I bet.
Nobody wanted us to get back together. It was bad.
What made you think that was a good idea?
Well, I was pissed at him, right? So I put it on the blog, and then I, like, 5 hours later, I was like, oh, that was a bad idea, and I put it on diary then.
Yeah, so what, you had deleted it off your blog a couple hours later, but it was too late?
Well, I didn't delete it. I just put it on private so no one else could see it, but in that time, she had already snooped around on my page.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that with a blog. You can make a blog, a diary entry instead?
Yeah, on MySpace, you can put it on, like, public diary.
Okay.
Or they prefer.
Or just your friends could read it.
Okay.
Yeah, with the times, Dukes.
Wait, there is one where only you can read it? Is what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
So there's one where you can read it, the public can read it, and then just your friends.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, I need to start clicking on all the different options tabs. So how did everything turn out after that?
Well, we're still working it out.
Yeah. Well, at least you're there. Yeah, you got to be careful with the internet.
Yeah, you do.
You'll get busted quick, especially as fanatical people are on MySpace.
Yeah. I heard some crazy blogs.
Crazy. Like, I never thought that would go on until my father-in-law called me.
Wow. So I was looking at your MySpace entry. Wow. How old's your father-in-law?
Oh, God, he's 56.
Yep. The older generation is not out of reach of MySpace.
56 isn't that old.
For MySpace? Are you kidding?
That is old for MySpace.
There's probably, I bet you, half a percent of the population on MySpace is that old.
Half?
Half a percent.
But they're pretending to be younger.
Yeah, if they're trying to molest 15-year-old girls or something.
Yeah, maybe they're looking
boys.
For relationships.
Or boys,
stuff.
I don't know. I don't want to rule anything out for the creepy guys, but...
Oh,
there you have it. Well, we're glad to hear that things are working out for you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Talking a little MySpace drama this morning. Go ahead.
I am going through a divorce right now, and my ex-husband has decided to go ahead and get started a MySpace account. So I went to check it out the other day, and his little message, you know, that when you click on his name, what it says.
Oh, his announcement or the thing right
the
next
headline.
To his... Yeah, the headline,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, his headline. You can take a hoe off the street, but you can't take the street off the hoe. Something like that. So then you go in and you look at all his pictures. He's got pictures of him and I together, and he's got cheat and hoe as the lines underneath his pictures.
Oh, man!
Underneath our pictures.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he's going to get clever and put X's on your face or something.
I don't know why he needs to post pictures of us if he hates me so much.
He just wants everyone to know what you look like so they know what a cheating hoe looks like. Or what, is it cheating hoe? Is that what you said?
That's what he says.
Oh. Is that awful. Any truth to that statement or no?
Absolutely none whatsoever.
No cheating or hoeing?
Nope. None of the above.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of childish.
Wow. So have you talked to him about it or confronted him or posted it?
No, we don't really speak.
Are you in his top eight?
What's that?
Are you in his top eight friends?
No. Not at all.
Are you even on his friends list at all anymore? I probably assume not, right?
I really don't think so.
Okay.
He didn't start his MySpace account until after the divorce. After the separation.
Well, yeah, it's because he realized he wanted to pick up some 16-year-old tail. And,
that's right. And post pictures of him and all his women, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So far, it's just you, though, right?
Well, you know, there was some other girl on there. I don't know who she was.
Oh, does it say non-cheating hoe under her?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, she was dressed kind of like a hoe.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Maybe it says a hoe, but not a cheating one.
Yeah,
maybe. That's his caption.
I don't know. There's a big difference there, I'm sure.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Have fun with all that.
Oh, boy, I will.